sometimes kept, and this is on your farm. What would you call that?
What now?
Okay, you're on your farm when you're little again. I'm switching you all around now. You're on your farm when you're little, and behind the house there's a big building. A lot of times it's red. Okay?
It's a barn.
Okay. And the building you store the corn in is called a...
The building's on the corner?
That you store corn in.
Oh, silo.
And what do you call...
A crib. Silo or crib.
Crib. And what do you call a building or part of a building where you store grain?
Well, it's where you store grain. You'd call it a crib.
And can you describe it a little bit for me?
Well, it's just apartment, a room. It's sealed tight where none of it can go through the cracks and so on and so forth.
And now, thinking back to the barn that we were talking about before, a lot of times in the barn there was an upper part. That's where you'd put the hay, probably.
That's a loft.
Okay, and is there any other place where you might store hay in a barn?
Well, if it was baled, you could store it under a shed.
Well, now, if you've got too much hay to get in your barn and you haven't baled it so you can't put it in the shed, you'd gather it and okay, it's all piled up outside the barn and you'd call that a... It's those piles of hay that you see as you drive by the road.
Well, I don't know. I've put in a particular name for it.
Did you call it a haystack?
Well, all right. You could call it a haystack.
Okay. Well, when you first cut the hay, what do you do with it?
When you first cut it?
Uh-huh.
If the weather's pretty and it's dry, you let it stay a day and then you go out and rake it up. Now they have machinery today that you rake it up and bale it all at the same time.
Same time? Automation. Well, when you first cut, do you know any other names for small piles of hay that you've raked up in the field? Getting ready to do it? Okay, well, when you lived on the farm, where did you keep your cows?
Where did we keep our cows? Well, we had what we called a cow shed that could get in and out of the weller.
I see. And you use that mostly when it's raining and stuff like that? And do you have a special place where you keep your horses?
Stables.
Now, besides the barn, did you have a special place where you'd put the cows when you'd milk them outside?
We had a milking barn, and they would come in, and each one would go to a stall.
And that's where you'd milk so many cows and then walk 2 miles to school? is it open or enclosed or what?
Yeah, it's just like, for instance, you're parking cars today. In other words, when they go into the barn, each cow and the... They learn their location, their space, and they go right there and start eating.